Hi, welcome to Skip's Corner, where I cover Nashville's baseball history and events and introduce you to players, coaches, and other fans.
It had been a remarkable year for Larry Gilbert's Nashville Vols in 1940. Everything had fallen into place. The three regular outfielders batted no less than .336. The starting lineup remained intact during the entire season, and pitcher Cletus Boots Poffenberger stayed out of trouble long enough to lead the league with a 26-9 record. And the Vols won their first game of the season to remain at the top of the league standings the entire year. Nashville captured the Southern Association regular season pennant over second place Atlanta by a whopping 9.5 games and finished the season 101-47. Breezing through the league playoffs by shutting out Chattanooga 3-0 and trouncing Atlanta 4-2 to take the Southern Association Shaughnessy playoffs title, Nashville then won the Dixie Series by thumping Texas League champion Houston 4-1. In 2001, the 1940 team was honored as the 47th best minor league team of all time in celebration of the 100th season of minor league baseball. It really had been a dream season. The laurels that surrounded the previous season changed to apprehension at the beginning of 1941 as beloved team owner Fay Murray passed away just before spring training. Fay Murray was the guy who met with Larry Gilbert secretly and enticed him to come to Nashville to manage his ball club in November of 1938, so 1939 was his first season. And Larry Gilbert, he was instrumental in managing this team to this great season in 1940. It was never surpassed, I don't think, certainly in Nashville baseball history, and maybe even in Southern Association history. Murray enticed him to come from New Orleans, where it was his hometown, and he had played and managed there for many, many years. Manager Gilbert was soon facing a completely revamped lineup in 1941, and injuries to key players Gus Dugas, Les Fleming, and John Mihalik created doubt for repeated success. And adding to the disorder, Boots Poffenberger was suspended by the league for throwing a ball at an umpire on June the 24th, 1941. And in August, personal tragedy occurred for Larry Gilbert in the death of one of his sons, Larry Gilbert Jr. On July the 27th, at a Sunday doubleheader versus Chattanooga, a ceremony honoring Gilbert as Outstanding Minor League Manager of 1940 by the Sporting News took place, and Gilbert addressed the fans by saying this, "But for injuries to some of our key players this season, I feel confident that we would have been up there battling Atlanta for the pennant." And as the season headed into August, Nashville was in second place, but a full 16 games behind league-leading Atlanta. Yet Gilbert had the mettle to pilot his charges to hang on to their second place regular season finish, as Les Fleming led the league with a .414 season batting average. Nashville won the Southern Association Shaughnessy playoffs by beating the New Orleans Pelicans 3-1 and ousting the Atlanta Crackers 4-3 in a terrific series. In the Dixie Series, Nashville had little trouble taking the Texas League champion Dallas Rebels in 4 straight games, and it was the Vols' second straight Dixie title. It had been another remarkable year for Larry Gilbert and the Vols, but included in the year's turmoil was a multitude of rainouts that resulted in an unkind twin bill schedule to end the season. It came close to the baseball record for consecutive doubleheaders played, set by Boston, the National League's Braves, in 1928. 9 consecutive doubleheaders. The brutal series of doubleheaders began on August the 17th and ended on September the 7th at season's end. If you can believe it, 14 doubleheaders were played during the last 22 days of the regular season, including 7 twin tilts in a row. And here's how they went. On Sunday, August the 17th, Nashville split a series with the Pelicans in New Orleans. The Vols won the first 10-8. Pelicans won the second 3-2. On Monday, August the 18th, just a single game against Birmingham, the Vols won 2-1. And the next day in a single game, the Barons won 5-3. And on Wednesday, August the 20th, a doubleheader in Nashville at Sulphur Dell. They split the doubleheader. The Vols won 5-1 and the Barons won 6-1. And the next day, Thursday, August the 21st, 1941, there was no game. It was a travel day. But on Friday, August the 22nd, a doubleheader in Knoxville, the Vols beat the Smokies twice, 12-7 and 9-2. And on Saturday, it was a single game, August the 23rd, in Knoxville, the Vols won 13-6. And the next day, on Sunday, in a doubleheader, August the 24th, the Vols swept the series by capturing that doubleheader 8-4 and 3-1. And then on Monday, August the 25th, there was no game because the game was postponed due to the death of Larry Gilbert Jr., who passed away on August the 23rd in Nashville. The death was attributed to pneumonia brought on by a heart ailment following a lengthy hospital stay. That heart ailment kept Larry Gilbert Jr. out of baseball for a long time. That game was rescheduled as part of a doubleheader on Tuesday, August the 26th versus Little Rock. And on Tuesday that day, Nashville lost a doubleheader to the Travelers 6-3 and 7-5. And on Wednesday, the next day in a doubleheader in Nashville, Little Rock split. The Travelers won 3-1 and the Vols 9-2. And once again on Thursday, August the 28th, there were no games because it was a travel day. On August the 29th, which was a Friday, with a doubleheader against Memphis, Nashville won both games 5-3 and 4-0. And it was the game that Larry Gilbert returned after the death of his son. On Saturday, August the 30th, the Nashville won a single game 5-4. And on Sunday, August the 31st, again a doubleheader, the Vols and the Chicks split. The Vols won the first game 10-5, and Memphis won the second 9-4. And then on Monday, September the 1st, Nashville clinches second place in the Southern Association in a doubleheader where they split with the Travelers in Little Rock. The Travelers won the first game 3-1, and Nashville won the second 4-3. And that assured Nashville of becoming the second-place team in the league, even though there was another week to play in the season. On Tuesday, September the 2nd, once again a doubleheader, the third doubleheader in a row, in Little Rock, the Vols and the Travelers split, the Vols winning 9-6, and the Travelers winning 11-0. Wednesday, September the 3rd, the fourth game in the seven-game streak of doubleheaders in Little Rock, the Travelers and Vols split again. The Travelers won the first 11-0, and the Vols won the second 12-0. On Thursday, September the 4th, still in Little Rock in a doubleheader, they split again with the Vols winning 5-4 and the Travelers winning the second game 2-1. On Friday, September the 5th, it was the seventh game of this streak of doubleheaders in Memphis. The Chicks won the first game 13-5 and the Vols the second 6-2. And a quirky part of the schedule, Saturday was an off day. September the 6th, there were no games, but Nashville stayed in Memphis to complete the season with a single doubleheader on Sunday, September the 7th, and the Chicks captured both games 4-1 and 9-6. It's part of that amazing history of Nashville baseball from 1940 and 1941. And certainly, Nashville had no trouble capturing the league pennant in the playoffs and then the playoffs with the Texas League in the Dixie Series. So it was a great season, great two seasons. Larry Gilbert continued his winning ways the next few years until he retired after the 1948 season. I hope you enjoyed this segment of Skip's Corner. I hope you'll come again. If you need to email me, if you'd like to email me and give me some advice, correct something I've said, or if you'd like to know a particular subject, I'd be happy to address that in the future. You can email me at 262downright@gmail.com. And I'm always grateful that you would listen in. Thank you.